Your name's Kelly Clarkson. You like hobnobs. Mr. Know-It-All, it's Key 103. It's 11 minutes past six. This is the Home Time Show with OJ. And there are many ways to get in touch with people nowadays. There is text. There is email. There is Twitter. There is Facebook. There is giving someone a phone call. But nowadays, and the reason for this antiquated music, is the fact that nobody writes anybody a handwritten letter. But it would so happen, Michelle, that myself and Louis both received a letter yesterday when we got home. Now, Louis, who was your letter from? Oh, sorry, hang on, sorry.
Oh, dear. My letter was from my granny, and it's nice to receive a letter from her.
What's your granny's name?
Barbara.
Oh, that's a good nanny name. Not Barbara Windsor.
No. Just Barbara. Barbara Talbot. And she sent me a lovely letter. Here you go. Have a look at that. Have a look at her.
That is a beautiful letter. Look at that. That is nan handwriting.
It's posh writing, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Dear Louis, gosh, it is Tuesday again. What's your nan?
Is that Tuesday? I thought it said yesterday. I was really confused.
That's Tuesday. How could it be, gosh, it's yesterday again?
I thought so.
Is your nan a time traveller?
No.
I went to the coffee morning last week at the Chapel Hall. You used to accompany me years ago to chat to the fellas about football and such like. Your nan sounds ace. We've got to get her on. She's brilliant.
Do you know what? She left me a voicemail one time, and working on radio and all, you get a lot of new music sent through, and she sent me a message saying, Louis, I don't know if you've heard this yet, but I've heard a brilliant song. It's by a band called The Plain White Tees. Ooh. And if you haven't heard it, you should check it out.
Your nan gave you a request.
Granny for the new music.
Then. Right, we're going to get your nan to do new music reviews. There we go. There's a feature. We'll start it next week. That's a great letter.
Thank you.
How long did it take you to read it?
Oh, I have to sit down with a good 15 minutes on my hands to read that.
Okay, so you had that one. No, I had this. It arrived yesterday. I sort of knew it was coming. Michelle, I'm going to pass it over to you to open up. So if you'd like to open up and talk through what's in there. Because it came as a little bit of a shock, I'll be honest.
Is this as rock and roll as Grandma's letter?
Not really.
Different league.
Okay, read the letter first before you say what's in the little package.
No!
No, you can't. Hang on, you got to say read the letter first. Read the letter first.
Touch that.
Yes, read the letter first.
As ordered, one beers used.
Read the letter. Read the letter, then we'll talk through what's in the bag.
It proved a little more complex than I thought, hence not in three separate bags, and a lot of it ended up on the carpet. I hope it brings you as much pleasure and warmth as it brought me. Well, you've not got your knickers on today, so there you go. You let me touch that.
It's in a plastic bag. Now, let me explain. I went snowboarding with a friend of mine. He had a big beard that he'd grown for the snowboarding trip. And I said...
My other half does that.
Yeah, he grows a beard for snowboarding, keeps your chin warm. Yeah. And I said, go on, send it me and I'll try putting it on. Now, the reason he said it's not in the appropriate bag is I was going to try and recreate it on my face like an Airfix model. So he actually shaved it off, put it in a plastic bag. We'll take a picture and put it on the Facebook page.
Yes, we will.
And I was going to attempt to put it back on, but I think that's probably quite gross, isn't it?
It's horrible.
What do you think of it?
Awful. I like the way he signed off, bored on.
Yeah, that's because we're crazy boarders, man. So there we go, handwritten letters, except mine came with a beard and a bag, which is not so good.